I am able, all going well, to talk to a young gentleman who was superb with us right throughout the Euros, a man who knows all about Belgian football. Sven Klaas, is that you on the phone?
Yeah, thank you very much. Good introduction, I have to say.
How are you? How's things? First of all, I'm just going to ask you, how is things within Belgian football after the exit from Euro 2016, before we talk about the impending managerial situation?
Yeah, indeed. It was, of course, very painful, of course, the game against Wales. The expectations were very high and, yeah, we didn't succeed. So, yeah, we sacked the manager and, yeah, now since yesterday evening, we have a new manager in charge.
Okay, so let's talk about this young gentleman, right? As we are here in the heart of Merseyside, he was responsible for everything that Everton have done over the last number of seasons. And it didn't end that well for him. It ended quite predictably in the end after the new owners and the new shareholders came in the club. He was deemed surplus to requirements because he finished in a very disappointing position in the league and he didn't really play the fast-flowing attacking football with a solid defence. So why have Belgium taken a punt on Roberto Martinez?
Yeah, of course. It's even a question I had to ask to my followers. Do I need to be pessimistic or optimistic? So, yeah, it's a big name, of course. Yeah, he played several years. He worked several years in the Premier League. 7 years, he told me this afternoon. So, it's a big name, but it's a name we could afford because, yeah, of course, we wanted bigger names, of course, to manage this Belgium squad. Also, still very talented young squad. And, our goal is to win prizes, of course, and... Yeah, of course, we have some doubts with this new manager, but we have to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Is it right to say you've actually spoken to Roberto Martinez in his new role?
Yeah, indeed. We could ask him several questions this afternoon at the press conference from the Belgian FA. So, but that was it, of course. And yeah, he was in a tuxedo. He answered some questions, some basic answers he gave us. So, and that was it. So,
What did he say? So, what did he say about his appointment and what way was he received within the media circles in Belgium?
Yeah, in the past he had an offer from RSC Anderlecht, so he already knew the Belgian football, of course. And he was also going to live in Belgium, he said, with his family. So he really wants to learn more about Belgian football. So, but I have my doubt because he will be working with his assistant manager from Everton. So I don't know if he will, we'll play our football, so I think we will do it with a Spanish touch, and we will see the same football in Belgium. But I have to say, he knows how to handle with Romelu Lukaku, so he scored a lot of goals at Everton, and he doesn't do that at the Belgian national team, so I hope he can succeed that.
Right, because I think Lukaku only really came to light during the Euros. It's unfortunate for me to say this against Ireland. I thought he was excellent in that game. But apart from that, he looked like he was kind of withdrawn a bit more. So Mark Wilmots wasn't received very well. He played sort of a negative style, if you like. What can Roberto Martinez do with the likes of Lukaku to get him free scoring for Belgium the way he did get him free scoring for Everton?
Yeah, I think you have to do the same. We have to play the same tactics like Everton. He knows how to handle this attacker, but I'm not sure Lukaku will be happy with this decision, of course. Of course, he will be leaving Everton this summer. I still expect that is going to happen. So, but the national team, also Bacioui is coming. Divock Origi, of course, everyone wants to play with the new manager, of course. And our spots will be very expensive. So the first game is against Spain. So everyone will be ready and to show his qualities with the new coach.
So when Roberto Martinez had his first season with Everton, it was all going quite well. I think a record points total for Everton in the Premier League. And then as he developed as Everton manager, they started to leak goals. Scoring goals for Everton hasn't been a massive problem, but the problem was leaking goals, conceding late goals into games and conceding stupid goals. Defensively, what's he going to bring to the Belgian side, or at least what have you been expecting?
Yeah, I don't think we have problems in our defense at the moment. So we still have Thibaut Courtois from Chelsea and, of course, the Spurs central duo. So Toby Alderweireld, Jan Vertonghen, you name it, Vincent Kompany will return. Jason Denayer, who wasn't good, of course, at the European Championship. But with Thomas Meunier from PSG, I think our defense will be good enough. But Yeah, I think
if you forgive me, Sven, if you look at the Wales game, right? No disrespect to Hal Robson Kanu, he wasn't exactly pulling up trees when he was Reading player.
Look, we had some problems. Yeah.
He made four very supposedly very experienced defenders look like novices. When you say you're not worried about your defence, I think potentially unless Kompany comes back and stays injury free. What are you expecting from your defence? Because defensively, that's the reason you didn't go any further in Euro 2016.
Yeah, indeed. Because also we didn't only miss Vincent Kompany, but we also missed Thomas Vermaal from Barcelona. So he was suspended that game, and that was of course a huge blow. And then, we had to make some decisions. And but also I think with our midfielders there were some problems, of course, with Axel Witsel, Nangolan. So we played way too defensive in my opinion. So but there's a new tournament coming on, so it's a pity, and everyone is expecting a lot. So also Roberto Martinez, so he has a clause in his contract, so that he will get 2 million when we reach the semi-finals. So I hope he will get that money.
It's Radio City Talk. This is Full Time. I'm Connor Phillips talking to Belgian footballing journalist and specialist Sven Klaas after Roberto Martinez was surprisingly appointed to the head coach role of the Belgian national team yesterday. And let me just talk about another man who plays his football here in Merseyside, Kevin Morales. He played in a couple of friendly games over the last number of weeks. Very impressive. Played a more attacking style and will ultimately, or should be, in the Belgian national side moving forward. But there wasn't great harmony between he and Roberto Martinez. Have any of the footballing journalists been mentioning this? And has Martinez fielded any questions about Morales?
No, he didn't respond yet. So, but indeed, of course, everyone knows the situation at the moment from last season. So there were some rules who didn't respect it. So, I'm not sure. I don't think Kevin Morales will react today on this new appointment from the new manager. So I can imagine he won't be very happy. So, but I also spoke with David Heenen from Everton, the young Belgian attacker, who will go on loan next week to a championship club. So he was very happy with his decision. So he had a good relationship with Roberto Martinez. So not everyone is pessimistic. So
How do you feel? Come on, I don't think you've given me your full view on this yet. How do you feel? A failed Premier League manager who was sacked from his last club is now going to be your national team coach. You were number one ranked in the world within the last number of months. How do you feel?
Yeah, it's a pity that it's not a top coach, I have to see. But the Belgian FA said this afternoon that they weren't affordable for us. So there were some... We had to pick someone who we could afford. So, and that's a pity, of course, because we have players at City, at Chelsea, at Man United, who play with top coaches. So, and I think, Martinez is, of course, not a top coach. He didn't even manage to get the Champions League with Everton last season, only an 11th spot. So, that's, of course, a pity. And expectations were really high because with this squad, everyone wants to win a prize, of course. Everyone knows that we have a lot of talent, and I'm not sure. I also spoke with other people, and they have some doubts about the tactical plans of Roberto Martinez. So, we will see in the future. So, but there are some doubts now already. But and he didn't even play one game. So, we will see in the future.
So the first friendly game, quite ironically, is against Martinez's home country of Spain on the 1st of September. How do you expect he's going to line up, or is he going to get one for free? Is he going to be allowed to go out there and experiment and try a few things out without too much judgment?
Yeah, of course, he has to experiment, but I don't expect maybe some new players in the squad. I don't know, but... we will see in the future. Like I said, I spoke with Davin Hayden, and maybe he will get his chance in the future. So, you don't know, of course. It's a very difficult situation at the moment. So a lot of players still want to play for the Belgian national team. Of course, the squad is really, it's really difficult to get in the squad. So everyone is working very hard. And yeah, everyone wants to play in Russia, of course. But yeah, first we have to qualify.
Right. Well, listen, tell you what, if you're listening and you're interested in giving Sven your opinion as an Everton fan, get yourself on to at Radio City Talk. Yeah. We've just tweeted out Sven's Twitter handle because we're going to come back to Sven, yeah, I suppose, over the next number of weeks. So get on, have a little look for Sven. He's on at Radio City Talk. He's just put out there, should he be pessimistic or optimistic? Everton fans, give us your few real view on this. And Sven, listen, I will get talking to you hopefully throughout the season. And many thanks for your input. The new, I didn't believe I was going to say this, the new Belgian manager is Roberto Martinez.